This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Thank you, Lee LC, for hour number one. Love when he comes in on Tuesdays and Thursdays for hour number one, because I get in my business meetings. Had a great meeting today with three wonderful gentlemen. Talk about a huge business deal, and then I get to run home, race home, and work out for a half hour or so. So I got in both, and I wouldn't have gotten in if I didn't have Lee LC on Tuesdays and Thursdays grabbing hour number one. So thank you, Lee. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm in your debt. And this entire coronavirus thing is getting so bad, so bad. Do you know how bad it is in South Korea? Sounds like an opening of a joke, right? How bad is it in South Korea? It's so bad in South Korea that their crisis response coordinator for coronavirus committed suicide today. Committed suicide. I mean, do you know how bad it must be that if somebody commits suicide who's in charge of this whole thing? Civil servant from the Ministry of Justice's Emergency Safety Planning Office jumped off a bridge in Seoul at 5 a.m. local time Tuesday. One of several individuals charged with overseeing the government's response to the virus. And the CDC here in the United States has upgraded its travel notice for South Korea to avoid non-essential travel. And that same CDC basically says, get ready, because coronavirus is coming to the United States. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. CDC warns of coronavirus spread in the USA and says disruption to everyday life might be severe. Are they trying to get us hysterical? Are liberals and big government people trying to finally do what none of the Democrats could ever do in the first 3 years of Trump's term, destroy the American economy by scaring people to death and getting them to freeze and stay in their homes, not go out and buy things? I don't know. Is it really that bad? I don't know. It's that bad in China, as I've told you. It's that bad in South Korea. It's that bad in Japan. All their economies in major trouble. We don't know yet whether it's going to get that bad in the United States. Remember, this is a great lesson. You got to be careful who comes in your country. You got to have borders. You can't have government-run health care. They're incompetent losers. You don't want the people running the DMV and the IRS. You want $1 million a year. Those are the guys you want handling your loved ones if you get sick. And speaking of government run and what idiots they are, here's my commentary coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Meet Comrade Fidel Sanders. That's my title. Meet Comrade Fidel Sanders. Fidel! Has our country gone mad? Even if I believe Bernie Sanders is the best thing that ever happened to the GOP, and I do, even if I believe Bernie will lose to President Trump by an electoral landslide, and I do, even if I believe Bernie at the top of the Democrat ticket will lead to the GOP regaining the House, and I do, I still can't believe some portion of America would vote for this radical, extreme, America-hating, socialist, communist madman. I can't believe the people who teach our children, the Clark County Teachers Union in Vegas, endorsed this crazy communist. I can't believe Nevada Democrats handed him a landslide primary victory. These people are actually walking among us. Some of them are your neighbors. Think about that. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. What if a conservative like me said, I've studied the Civil War, and although the Confederates were defending slavery, they did some good things. Just because of slavery, you can't paint everything they did as bad. Can you imagine the firestorm if I said that? Because it doesn't really matter what good things may have happened during slavery, if any. The evil and inhumanity of slavery kind of outweighs everything else, don't you think? Does anyone really consider the good that Confederates did while enslaving millions of blacks, while beating them daily, while branding them with irons, while raping female slaves, while murdering slaves who tried to escape? I think any good is kind of a race, don't you? Yet Bernie Sanders just defended Fidel Castro. No, not just years ago. That's frightening enough. But Bernie just doubled down. He defended Fidel Castro days ago. That's got to be the canary in the coal mine. That's got to send shivers down your spine. It's not just Bernie's love of all things Castro and communist that should frighten you. It's that he doesn't bother to hide it. He says it publicly, loudly, and proudly. He doubles down while running for president with the whole world watching. I don't care if Fidel Castro ever did something good. It all pales alongside the arrests of political opponents, torture, murder, firing squads, stealing of private property, slave labor in prisons, turning the lives of every Cuban except himself and his cronies, of course, into a living hell of unimaginable poverty and misery. How many Cubans were murdered by Fidel Castro? How many Cubans died in prison? How many businesses and homeowners had everything stolen from them? How many lives were ruined? How bad was Bernie's hero, Fidel Castro? Cubans risked death on flimsy rafts over shark-infested waters to get away from Castro. But to Bernie, the end clearly justifies the means. He admires Fidel Castro. If that's what it takes to produce fairness, equality, social justice, redistribution of wealth, free health care, and free education, Bernie can rationalize it. And as a bonus, Bernie is an atheist Jew who hates Israel and takes the side of Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Palestinian Authority. Bernie is honest to a fault. He's telling us what he really believes. We've got to take him at his word. When a man is such a Kool-Aid drinking true believer that he'd defend a communist mass murderer, that's the tip-off to what we're really dealing with. Meet comrade Fidel Sanders. Be frightened. Be very frightened. That's my commentary coming out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I don't believe Democrats can stop him. I know they want to. I know they're hysterical. I know he's going to bring down their party, but they can't stop him. Great minds think alike. Here's what Shark Tank panelist Kevin O'Leary said. Zero chance Sanders wins. He turned the U.S. to a communist country. Shark Tank panelist Kevin O'Leary said Monday on ABC's The View, Bernie Sanders has zero chance of winning and turning America into a communist country. Shark Tank co-host Mark Cuban said, it's like pick your choice of crazy. It's unbelievable. It's like sitting down with kids and telling fairy tales and hoping something comes true. It's just, you know, politics used to be around, you know, facts, policies, intellectual discussions. Now it's like, whose team are you on? It's more about what story you want to fall behind. Bernie is Robin Hood. Take from the rich, give to the poor. I don't even know what Donald Trump is or some of the other candidates. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. When co-host Joy Behar asked about Sanders defending Fidel Castro's literacy program, Kevin O'Leary said, and that's the Shark Tank guy, that's probably, you know, a mistake from a point of view of trying to get momentum in a swing state like Florida. I have a home in Miami. It's a very multicultural place. You don't talk about Fidel Castro ever. They don't even like to talk about him. And here's Bernie out there with, yeah, you know, this dictator isn't so horrible. Yeah, he's horrible. By the way, that literacy program he's talking about was a re-education program. There's a big difference. If you're actually a historian and look at what occurred, there's nothing good about Fidel. It will really cost Bernie in the polls. I'm just saying, if you think about the election, I'm a policy wonk. I'll just remind everybody, whether you like one administration or another, party, whatever, it doesn't matter. In history, there's never been in modern times ever a president of either party that's ever lost their mandate when unemployment was under 4%, ever. Ever. And then Joy Behar said, Trump is still not that popular. And O'Leary said, I'm not pro or con anybody. I'm an investor. And I have to think about policy. And I think the chance that Bernie is going to turn his country into a communist country is zero. When I listened to him on 60 Minutes, he was right off the deep end. And here's another example of the lies of the media. Do you know that Trump hit 52% today at Rasmussen? 52% popularity. 52% popularity. I almost lost my voice there for a minute. I was talking for 2.5 hours at a business meeting with three of the greatest gentlemen you'll ever meet. But my voice is starting to go. From the day Trump declares his candidacy for president, he faced an unprecedented media onslaught. As anyone with eyes and ears is aware, that has continued during his tenure as president, during his first 100 days, 80 89% of network news coverage of Trump was negative. For the entire year 2018, 90% negative. During the recent impeachment hysteria, media maxed out with 100% negative coverage. And despite all of that, President Trump is now more popular than President Obama during the same point in the presidencies. And remember, Obama's press was 90% love you, love you, love you, babe. According to Rasmussen, President Trump's approval today stands at 52%. Obama stood at 47%. Trump's 5 points bigger than Obama. And you know how Trump feels about being bigger. Ask Marco Rubio about that. My hands are bigger than yours. Bernie Sanders again praises Castro and lauds communist China. He says China has taken more people out of extreme poverty than any country in history. What? First of all, America's taken more people out of poverty than any country in history. And second of all, China took them out of poverty with capitalism, you moron. Under communist regime, China never took anyone out of poverty. They put everyone in poverty. Can you imagine what a maniac this man is? And that's why he's going to lose by a landslide. Nobody with a brain. If you haven't had a zombie eat your brain out of your head, hollow your brain out. If that hasn't happened, you can't vote for Bernie Sanders unless that happens. He's praising the communist government of China for improving the human condition. This is at a CNN town hall on Monday with host Chris Cuomo. Praise for communist China. That is just crazy. Wow. He says, I mean, the facts are clear. They've taken more people out of extreme poverty than any country in history. That's a fact. End of discussion. He's insane. That happened under China becoming a capitalist country. China's in many ways was more capitalist than America when Obama was president. It was capitalist policies that lifted 517 million Chinese out of poverty since 1978. The same policies that played out in India as India moved towards capitalist policies. Bernie Sanders, a liar and a communist. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insured. insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com. You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. I mean, this is what I was talking about. Wayne Root, back again. I was talking at the end of the last segment about China when Bernie Sanders says communist China has lifted more people out of poverty. What are you talking about? It remained a communist country in the political sense, but in an economic sense, it moved considerably towards capitalism. A half billion Chinese citizens rose out of poverty due to China's changing policies to capitalism. And as China enacted more capitalist policies, Democrats in the U.S. continued to stifle our economy with their socialist policies. For a while there, we were getting our ass kicked under Obama by China. You got to be kidding me. I mean, it's an absolute absurd joke. And the result is 8 Democrats and independents in Mississippi have switched parties to the Republican Party, and leaders express concern over socialist Bernie Sanders. This is going to happen all over the country. Let Democrats nominate Bernie Sanders. This is going to be great. During the ceremony, local leaders expressed concern over the direction of the Democrat Party under the authority of socialist Bernie Sanders. Mississippi Republican Party is welcoming new members, and all of them were elected public office holders as Democrats or independents in the most recent election cycle. Wow. All 8 of the latest party switchers were from Smith and Covington counties, and one district attorney whose district covers those areas. And one of them said, we're in a scenario in this country where you could choose to be a member of the party led by Donald J. Trump, or you could choose to be a member of the Socialist Democrat Party led by Bernie Sanders. Oh, I love it. And a new internal Bloomberg poll shows Bernie could flip the House to the GOP. Well, really? Might flip the House to the GOP? Absolutely will flip the House to the GOP. An internal poll from Mike Bloomberg's campaign shows Bernie Sanders could cost the Democrats the House. Isn't that what my commentary just said? Bernie Sanders' nomination could drag down vulnerable House Democrats trying to hold on to their competitive districts. According to a new poll conducted from Mike Bloomberg's campaign, according to this poll of 40 House districts that could swing either way this November, Sanders is less popular than Trump and loses significant support when hit for holding socialist positions. The poll found Sanders essentially running even with Trump in a head-to-head matchup, but trailing by 1 point to Trump, but Trump opens up a 6-point advantage after a list of negative messages about Sanders' ideology and alleged ineffectiveness in the Senate is presented to poll respondents. A plurality of voters, 39%, said they'll be less likely to vote for a Democrat for Congress if Sanders is the Democrat nominee and his ideas are folded into the party platform. The poll found 47% of voters in competitive Democrat-held districts felt the increased role of socialist ideas in the Democrat Party was a bad thing. 19% believe it's a good thing. 47% bad thing, 19% good thing. Nobody likes Bernie. Or his crazy policies, except his crazy followers. So, good news there. And Mercedes Schlapp, senior advisor to President Trump's re-election campaign, fired back at Bernie Sanders' recent comments defending Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, telling the story of her father's imprisonment by the Havana regime. The goal of socialism ends up being communism, which is government takeover of the individual. And that not only includes health care, it includes freedom of speech. She said that witnessing her father being imprisoned in Cuba for his political beliefs confirmed the dangers of socialist communist governments. See what my father went through, where he lost everything he worked for, where he literally was put in jail because his beliefs. Shows the danger of socialist governments and communist governments, where you're dealing with the fact they ration food and they take away your guns. Love it. So true. So true. And when we get back, we've got James Hurston here. And I want to tell you about Trump implementing the ban on welfare-dependent immigration to the United States. Music to my ears. Good news. And what does Bernie Sanders say about illegals? Trump's keeping them out of the country, or if they're already in the country, if they're on welfare, they'll never be citizens. Bernie Sanders says illegal immigrants are our people. Yeah, they're your people, all right. They're how you win elections, with Democrat fraud.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A few dozen Americans are sick, but the coronavirus is really doing a number on Wall Street. The Dow lost 879 points today after losing more than 1,000 points on Monday. At the closing bell, the Dow finished at 2781. During a hearing on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the United States is prepared should an outbreak happen in the United States.
We do have in the Strategic National Stockpile ventilators. We have masks. We have
enough.
Well, of course not, or we wouldn't be asking for a supplemental to seek more money to procure more of that.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on their way back to the United States after a two-day visit to India, and seven Democratic presidential hopefuls will face off in a matter of hours in the next Democratic debate in South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Great to be with you. To the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare isn't health insurance. I believe it's better. Liberty's a Christian health-sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year, 365 days a year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year, so I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? They paid for my whole $27,000 hospital bill for my kidney stone surgery. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, and you're crazy if you don't call for more information, you got to check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY, your host that you love, Wayne Allen Root, is telling you that you should check this out. You know, I can't force you to take it. I'm not government. I can't put a gun to your head. I can't stick the IRS on you. I can't force you, but I can tell you should look at it. You should check it out or you're crazy. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. I had health insurance with Aetna, and this is much better. Just my own personal opinion. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Our Tuesday afternoon guest is here. He's always here on Tuesdays. He is our only repeat every single week guest, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website, jamesherson.com. James Herson, H-I-R-S-E-N. James, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Wayne. How are you?
Good. Let's start with a little entertainment news before we get to politics. Bob Iger is out as the CEO of Disney, and I thought Disney was like this super successful juggernaut that could not be stopped, and all of a sudden he's out, effective immediately. Any rumors? Do you know what's going on there?
It's completely shocking to the trades, to everybody I know, and it doesn't fit with Bob Iger. There is the one thing, though. I don't want to speculate, but here's an interesting note. Miramax was a company founded by Harvey Weinstein. Miramax was owned by Disney. Now, Weinstein left the Disney fold, and he went on to found this company with his own name, the Weinstein Company. But not only did he do business with Disney, he did business with Bob Iger. Bob Iger was number two at Disney back when Michael Eisner, if you remember him, but he ran.
Of course, of course.
At the beginning of the 21st century. Now,
I remember a super agent named Ovitz. Wasn't he at one point head of Disney too? Michael Ovitz?
Yeah, the super agent. Eisner and Ovitz were said to have run Hollywood. Now, Iger was one of the first people to speak out against Harvey Weinstein in public after, all of the allegations came out. He said that Weinstein's behavior has no place in our society and this. So there's a connection, and I wonder if the verdict against Harvey and him basically, you know, being remanded, he's in a hospital now supposedly, but he's going to be in prison, and he was found guilty on two counts, is if that has anything whatsoever to do with Bob Iger all of a sudden, out of the blue, stepping down. We remember Les Moonves was one of the most powerful executives in Hollywood, and he resigned because he had some Me Too issues. Now, there's no way to know this, but it's inexplicable. It's not consistent with Bob Iger's M.O. He has almost 2 years left on his contract. Why would he all of a sudden step down? No one had any hint of it that I'm aware of. That's really kind of strange.
Well, some kind of scandal, I would assume. He's probably buffing the secretary. Something like that. That's usually why these guys quickly drop out. By the way, on Harvey Weinstein, I just think it's funny. He reminded me of Fred Sanford. Remember Sanford and Sons? He was like, honey, I'm having a heart attack. I'm coming to heaven. I'm having a heart attack. I'm dying. Harvey Weinstein knows he's going to Rikers Island, and he's going to be there for years, and he suddenly has to be rushed to the hospital, in an ambulance to the hospital. I'm having a heart attack. My heart. He's probably, you know, either faking it or he's willing himself to drop dead. He never has to spend a day in prison. Who knows? But, you know, maybe he'll go. Maybe he's gone. Maybe he really is having a heart attack. You never know, you know, what your mind could do to your body.
Oh, sure. But this is the thing. It struck me, you know, when the verdict came down and he was found guilty, two out of the four counts or five counts, and they were saying, like, it was a disappointment. And, oh, the prosecutors didn't do a good job in all this. This was a major victory for the prosecution. These are not easy crimes to prove. And people don't realize this first-degree criminal sexual act that he was convicted of, he can get up to 25 years in prison for that one crime. The other one, they can get up to 4 years. That was third-degree rape. And that means this man, who's 67,
could be in prison for life.
29 years in prison.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? You're the legal expert, James, but I did see an article at Fox News by Judge Andrew Napolitano where he said the government lost big again. They only got him on the two minor counts, not on the two major, and it's another defeat for the government. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah, I do, because the reason I disagree is because I know that you can't judge a trial without knowing the kind of evidence that they submitted. And you know, when you have sexual assault cases, like I say, they're tough to prove. And it was, as I understand the cases, and it's old allegations, and it was mostly the testimony of the victims. And the defense was arguing it was consensual because that's what Harvey said.
And there were no witnesses. Never a witness,
yeah,
right?
And remember, they have to prove this is the burden beyond a reasonable doubt. And the defense is going to pound that into the jury's head. So first-degree criminal sexual act that has potential of 25 years in prison, that's a big loss for Harvey and a big win for the prosecution. And that's why, you know, Harvey's people came out and said that Harvey was shocked. He was flabbergasted by the verdict. And, of course, this is a guy who has fallen so far. He was absolutely one of the most powerful people in the entertainment business, particularly when it came to Oscars. Harvey had a reputation that if you played ball with him, he could get you an Oscar. And he did for a number of actors and actresses. And that's part of the reason that he had this powerful casting couch pitch that he gave the women.
You think things are changing in Hollywood? Because I know, you know, I grew up, I spent 15 years in Hollywood and in Malibu, and I lived in L.A. for about 15 years in the 1990s, late 80s, 90s, early 2000s. And, you know, to me, speaking to my friends in those days, it was just a fact. You know, if a woman wanted a part in a film, she was going to put out. Simple. That's it. They were going to absolutely have sex, or if she wanted a part in the film, she didn't want it, don't have sex. So that's what every agent did. That's what every producer did. That's what every director did. Do you think that's stopping, or you think it's just Harvey and no one's going to care, and it's all going to go on exactly as forever? It's just not going to be as forward. It can't be rape, but it's going to be guys saying, listen, you want the part, then you got to put out. What do you think's going on now?
Yeah, I mean, is Hollywood going to change? Answer in a word, no. You know, when we talk about the casting couch, what you're talking about, Marilyn Monroe wrote about it. Elizabeth Taylor talked about it in interviews. It's been with Hollywood and any glamour business, for that matter, since the silent era, and it's still there. You know, what Hollywood does is it's similar to what politicians do when they pick a blue ribbon commission. Hollywood set up a commission on sexual harassment, and they brought in Anita Hill to symbolically come up with fixes, and they've done nothing. And in the end, executives are scared, okay, and this is true across, not just in the entertainment business, but everywhere. Executives who are smart don't have meetings alone with young employees who are female. And so there's some things are changing in all businesses, but at the end of the day, this kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of stuff is going to happen in glamour businesses, in the fashion industry, the entertainment business, the music business. It's just, it's never going to go away. It's part of, it's biblical. It's called the fallen world, the fall of man, the carnal nature of human beings. That's what it's about.
All right, in the time we have left, what do we have left, Chris, about 2 minutes? Minute 10. Oh, so we don't have enough time left. Well, I've got another segment with James. So let me set the plate for the next segment, because you have a column out that I really like, a column about Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and I've had some controversy myself with her on the air at Fox News, and she crossed the bounds of judicial norms. You wrote a column about it today by accusing her colleagues of being biased towards Trump, which is the biggest joke I've ever heard in my life. Every conservative judge is biased towards conservatism, and every liberal judge is biased towards liberalism, and I assume that's what your column says. This is absurd, and it's the same thing that's been going on for 3 years of Trump. Whatever he does that every other president does gets called a crime or gets called bad. When everyone else has done it since the beginning of time, and no one ever said a word about them. When we get back, James Hurston, the law professor and legal expert, will weigh in on this battle with Trump calling Sotomayor names and saying she should step aside because she's biased, and Sotomayor saying that Trump's people are biased. And so I want him to weigh in on it. James Hurston, when we get back. And by the way, thank you to the Nevada Republican Club. Big luncheon next Tuesday starring Wayne Root. Fastest sellout and biggest sellout ever in the history of the club. Sold out. No one can come anymore. Big crowd coming next Tuesday, and I'm going to give one hell of a show. See you then. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Noberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big.
Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered USA Radio, Newsmax TV, coming up in about 7 minutes or so. I've got something exciting to share with you. The sponsor of this show is My Doctor Suggests. And normally I talk about cold and flu season, and silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But you heard Dr. Pedersen, who is the main doctor of My Doctor Suggests and the main expert on science. And he was talking about 2 weeks ago on this show about how there is some proof that My Doctor Suggests silver is effective against coronavirus. And so, you know, look, no one's making any claims. All I'm saying is, I know one thing. I'm scared to death of coronavirus. I can't get it. Can you imagine being off the air for a month? Would you have a show when you got back? So I'm just going to swig that silver all day long. Alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. What is flu? A virus. What is coronavirus? A virus. And it's done great for me when it comes to my voice. Done great for me when it comes to no colds in 4 years. Great to me when it comes to no flu in 4 years. Great to me when it comes to brain fog gone. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order and get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. Call toll-free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root, mydoctorsuggests.com/root, or when you go to that phone number, 866-660-9868, tell them Wainwright sent you and you get 20% off automatically. We're back with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, website jamesherson.com. James, am I correct that when a Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor says that, these justices are ruling with Trump and they're biased? Well, she's biased. All liberals on the court are biased towards Democrats, and all Republicans should be biased towards Republicans. That's just the way it works since the beginning of history.
Yeah, I mean, does she think that Obama chose her because he expected an impartial justice? I mean, not, no way. And here's the thing that she was exercised about. This is what she talked about. The fact that she says the Trump administration has too many of these emergency appeals to the Supreme Court. And the reason that the Trump has emergency appeals to the Supreme Court is because, as we know, activist federal judges at the trial level have been used by the so-called resistance to interfere with the president's prerogatives. And the like, we've had a judge in Hawaii issuing a nationwide injunction on a on an order that came out of the Trump administration regarding, in that case, it was regarding national security and a travel ban. But we've had this over and over again. So this case was about a similar set of nationwide injunctions by activist liberal judges who were also appointed by Democrats, just like Sotomayor. And here's the real stat. You know, these kind of injunctions, these activist injunctions that go nationwide that affect the president, during the entire 20th century, there were 27 of them. During the 3 years of Trump, there were 40 of them. Almost, we can almost get close. It's almost twice as many in 3 years that there were in 100 years. So what Sotomayor didn't happen to mention is that the ACLU and other groups are using activist judges to interfere with a president's rightful powers. And in the process, these little despots harm our country. And that, so she is so far wrong in this, that there's so many levels that it's just amazing. That's why I had to write a longer article than usual. By the way, you know that my doctor suggests stuff?
Yeah.
Can you send some of that to Joe Biden?
Yeah, because Joe Biden seems to need something to make his brain work right, right? Didn't he? He's ready for Senate.
I mean, this guy needs help with brain fog.
Yeah, he's got major brain fog.
Yeah, that's right. He's running for Senate, but not if you're a dog-faced pony soldier.
You know, I've got brain fog, or at least I used to. I don't have any of it anymore. It's a miracle what my doctor suggested for me. But I think what Biden has is some sort of dementia. I don't think it's brain fog. I think he's just very old, and the brain's not working anymore, right? I don't know if anything can fix that. But all I know is he doesn't sound like a sharp person anymore. And you can't elect someone president who's already losing it before they ever step foot in office, right? It's crazy.
No, isn't it ironic because the 25th Amendment was talked about as one of the bombshells that they were going to throw at President Trump. And if Joe Biden were president, there'd have to be serious discussion about the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
If the guy went out and conducted both domestic and foreign policy the way he's conducted his campaign, where he doesn't know where he is most of the time, doesn't know what he's running for, it's amazing.
It seems like it, but I got a friend who's a cardiologist, James, meaning a heart doctor, and he told me what he puts into his normal computer graph, how long a person should live, and he says it always works. You know, his clients, it really, his patients, it really works. If a man is 78, that's Bernie Sanders' age, has had a heart attack in the last 6 months, and has a high-stress job, they're a goner by the time they're 81. So Bernie Sanders only has 3 years left at most. They could die at any second with a high-stress job and a heart attack and that age. So forget about Biden. He's lost. He doesn't know where he is. But Bernie Sanders knows where he is, and he doesn't have long to live based on, you know, what an ordinary life table is for someone in his situation. Strange stuff.
Oh,
James Hurston, thanks for coming on the show. See you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.